The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yesterday, newly elected Social Democrats TD Owen Hayes was suspended from the party over revelations that shares that he had held in a company linked to the Israeli Defence Forces were sold later than the point at which he had declared them to be sold. There's now pressure on him to resign as a TD overall. I'm joined on the line now by Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin MEP and Chair of the Development of Palestinian Relations at the European Parliament. Lynn, if this had happened during the run of a Dáil term, you would obviously have the issues about governance, SIPO declarations and ethics. But this happened across the threshold of a general election. That, as I understand it from Sinn Féin's view, had a direct impact or may have had a direct impact on you. Or on your party?
Well, I think you certainly have to look at both the policies of the Social Democrats and Sinn Féin. And, you know, nobody would be surprised to know that we're very, very strong advocates and speak all the time on Palestinian solidarity. We support the BDS campaign, the Occupied Territories Bill. So candidates going out representing either of those parties will be very clear that's their position on Palestine. Chris Andrews has certainly been one of the strongest advocates for Palestine throughout his whole political career. So it's very plausible to say that if this information had been in the public realm during that election, that, you know, many people and lots of young people who are voting for the Sock Dems and are voting for Sinn Féin might have actually changed their mind about the candidate that they were selecting if they had had that full information about the shares in Palantir and even the fact that Mr. Hayes worked for Palantir.
And is your view, therefore, that the first preferences that accrued to Owen Hayes, it's a fair bet that they might have headed in Chris Andrews' direction?
Well, some of them may have headed in Chris's direction. Certainly some of the transfers also may not have gone to Hayes, given, you know, as I said, the fact that he has worked for a company, you know, and what he has said in recent days about why he divested the shares, you know, it doesn't stack up. I mean, Palantir is a company that was seed funded through the CIA at the time when the CIA were carrying out an illegal war in Iraq and carrying out extraordinary rendition and torture. So, I mean, you have an individual here who I'm assuming would have done research on the company before he sought employment with them. This is the record of this company. They also had relations with Israel in 2014 at the time when Operation Protective Edge was being carried out by the Israeli Defense Forces on Gaza, where 2,000 Palestinians were slaughtered. 500 plus of them were children. And Mr. Hayes went to work for this company in 2015. So there's a question, I suppose, around his judgment. You know, is it credible that he didn't know what the organisation he was working for was involved in? And then, I suppose, the question is his judgment as to why he held on to the shares. So, I mean, we can all say, well, we've worked for companies that we didn't like in the past or we've changed our views on an issue. But he held on to the shares that he received in 2017 up until, June or July of 2024. So there's lots of questions.
Well, on that, let me just, for the sake of people unfamiliar with the area, the allegation is not that he held the shares at the point of the general election. We now know that he divested himself of them by July. It is to the level of public understanding of that and the declarations in and around it and the timing of those declarations. Is it fair, though, or is it too big a leap to suggest that the issue of overlapping, at one point having worked with a company that was supportive of the IDF, was that a big issue on the doorsteps? Really? I don't recall Palestine or lack of Palestinian support being something that came out much in post-election analysis.
It absolutely did come up on the doors during the election, and particularly among young voters, but also people who've been following the Palestine question for years. As I said, like Operation Protective Edge was in 2014. So it was an issue. It was a factor in what people made their judgment call on in terms of who they voted for. And Owen Hayes was standing for a party that has a very strong record on standing up for Palestine. You know, they support the divestment bill bill that was introduced by John Brady. That was introduced in May 2023. So it's, you know, it's no surprise that, you know, we are calling for people to divest from any shares, any holdings that are involved in Israel. As I said, the BDS campaign. So that is part of people's judgment in terms of when they're making their decision as to who to vote for. And, the, you know,
okay,
there's,
well,
there's parties
what then?
That are very, very strong on Palestine, and then there's parties who say they're very strong on Palestine. And I think what most people would say is the Social Democrats, the Sinn Féin and People Before Profit are the three parties who are most vocal on this issue.
Now, what do you believe is an appropriate punishment, therefore?
Well, I would be saying to Deputy Hayes to reflect on his own position. I mean, he went out on...
Now, sorry, reading between the lines. When you say reflect, you're not looking for him to reflect on his position and decide that he's just fine. Is that a euphemism for he should resign?
Well, I personally would think it'd be very, very difficult to stand over a record of having worked for this company, what this company is involved in, what they've been recently involved in terms of the Lavender AI drone system, which is targeting civilians in Gaza and targeting journalists and their entire families. So, you know, that's something, I suppose, there's no way to censure a TD and demand their resignation. But I think he should be reflecting on his position because he went out as a Sinn Féin candidate, which has a very clear position on Palestine. And that clearly was not his own position.
Is it a risky position for Sinn Féin to take to climb that high on the high moral ground?
Well, I think that if there was anybody working in Palantir in Sinn Féin, I think that would have been checked at the, you know, at any candidate scrutiny. When people put their name forward, parties, you know, ask a number of questions of their candidates. I mean, I think
Questions of candidates previously who have criminal records for extraordinary acts, and they have been welcomed in as candidates. Is it not a slippery slope when you start to take the high moral ground against other people on these kind of issues?
Well, what I'm saying is that it's up to Deputy Hayes to reflect on his own position and what he went out and represented as a candidate, and actually what was the true representation of you know, his background, where he worked, the shares that he held, the fact that those shares increased in value, particularly on the back of an ongoing genocide in Gaza. And then also the question is, putting aside Palantir and putting aside that issue, the fact that he couldn't answer a straight question on the door, despite being asked, I think it was 22 times, you know, when did you divest of the shares and how much did you receive for those shares?
Lynn, thank you very much. That is Lynn Boylan, who is Sinn Féin MEP.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.